From Spark and Anvil and SpeakForge, this is Pose, in Chapter 1 of the SpeakForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Pose is a bit like a careful flamingo, always standing perfectly still in a chunky blue vest with soft cream stripes. She carries a small stance card and a grounding tracker, and she watches how people stand before they say a single word. She's small, but she feels deeply grounded, always aware of how she's holding herself. "Stand, then speak," she likes to say. The body teaches the voice. Her craft is posture and presence, the surprising truth that how you stand shapes how you sound. New speakers fret about their words, thinking only about what to say. But tight shoulders make a voice sound tight. Standing on one foot makes it wobble. Locked knees can make you dizzy. "Your body is your voice's home," Pose says. Settle the home first, and the voice comes out clear.
Pose discovered her craft by accident on the worst feeling morning of her young life. "I had to give a talk," she remembers, "and I was so scared my whole body scrunched up, shoulders by my ears, weight tipped onto my toes, breath stuck high and fast in my chest. And my voice came out all thin and shaky, and I thought, see, I'm just bad at this." She'd blamed herself, her words, her nerves, everything but the real culprit. Then an old gardener she knew watched her practice and said something odd. "Child, you're trying to grow a strong plant with no roots. Put your feet down first." Pose didn't understand until she tried it. She planted both feet flat, let her shoulders drop, breathed low into her belly. And her voice, the very same words, came out steady, clear, grounded. "Nothing about my words had changed," she says, still a little amazed. "Only my body. That's when I understood. The body teaches the voice. Always has. You just have to give it roots first."
The cast gathered for their first rehearsal, the room buzzing with nervous energy. Pitch, all excited, bounced on his toes, took a big breath, and opened his mouth to launch straight into his speech. Pose held up a gentle hand. "Hold on, Pitch. Stand, then speak." Pitch paused, confused. "Let's check your stance first. Feet?"
Pitch glanced down, one foot way out front, weight tipped forward, half falling over. "Balance it," Pose said. "Both feet flat, about shoulder width." Pitch shifted and planted them. It felt strange at first. "Good. Now shoulders?" Pitch realized his were practically at his ears. "Drop them. Roll them back." He let them fall and a tiny sigh escaped. He felt looser already. "And your breath?" Pitch's breath was high and quick in his chest. "Drop it lower," Pose advised. "Let your belly fill when you inhale." Pitch tried it, pushing his stomach out like a balloon. Weird, but calmer. "Okay," Pose smiled. "Now say your first sentence." Pitch felt his flat feet, his soft knees, his low breath, and spoke. "Hello, everyone. Today I'll tell you about..." His voice came out calm and steady. No wobble, no rush, and somehow more confident, though he hadn't changed a single word. Hark's eyes went wide. "Whoa," he whispered. "Same words, totally different body. Totally different sound." And Pose was careful to teach the most important part. Her checklist isn't about one correct way to stand. "Some bodies are different," she said. "A wheelchair, a cane, a leg that hurts sometimes. A standard stance won't fit everyone, and it doesn't have to. Grounded in a wheelchair counts. Steady with a cane counts. The goal is always the same. Be stable, be balanced, breathe low, in whatever body is yours." "Resonance," their mentor nodded warmly. "That's it. Stand, then speak. The body teaches the voice."
Later, a kid who'd always felt clumsy asked Pose if she really thought anyone could have presence.
"Anyone," Pose said. "Presence isn't a shape. It's feeling at home in the body you've got."
And as the rehearsal settled and the nervous buzz turned calm, Pose felt the quiet gladness that was her favorite part of the craft.
Not the scrunched up, toes-tipped panic she remembered, but the steady, rooted, breathing low calm of a body that has found its ground. Shoulders easy, feet sure, breath deep. Watching a whole room of jittery kids settle into their own steadiness, each in the body that was theirs, filled her chest with something warm and planted and sure. Roots first, she thought. Everything good grows from there.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to POSE. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.